Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. After months of delays, the Afghan government's peace council and Taliban representatives started peace talks in Doha today, their first negotiations. NATO and European Union leaders are sending encouragement, but as Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, they also say they're concerned about the ongoing high level of violence.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told negotiators via video link, these talks are the best chance to end the conflict. He notes NATO troops have served alongside Afghan forces since the beginning of the war, suffering deep losses with them too.
These sacrifices were not made in vain. Afghanistan is no longer a safe haven for international terrorists.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell calls this a groundbreaking moment that should be accompanied by an immediate, comprehensive, nationwide, and unconditional ceasefire.
A mere reduction of violence is no longer enough.
Both leaders made clear, however, the decisions ahead are for Afghans alone to make. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Crews battling wildfires in California and Oregon are getting some help today from diminishing winds and rising humidity, though fires still rage. And Anna King of Northwest News Network reports about a dozen dairies in western Oregon are trying to get their cattle out of the way.
Moving dairy cows is a delicate operation. They get stressed by wildfire smoke being trailered and the break in their routines. Tammy Kerr is the executive director of the Oregon Dairy Farmers Association.
If you're moving your milking herd, you know, the cows have to be milked twice a day. So just making sure that you have all the feed and the water, and they're larger animals. So, you know, it takes more trailers and more people to move them.
Kerr says dairy families are trying to help each other and their neighbors, offering feed, clean straw for bedding, and fenced paddocks for the herds. For NPR News, I'm Anna King.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the EU is threatening to blockade food shipments from the UK to Northern Ireland. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London.
Johnson made the extraordinary claim without citing evidence in an article in The Telegraph, a conservative British newspaper. The Prime Minister says he wants to change the Brexit divorce agreement, which he himself championed 8 months ago, because he says it would give Brussels, quote, the power to carve up our country. The EU has not responded. Members of the European Parliament say if Johnson changes the divorce deal, they will veto a post-Brexit free trade agreement. Hopes of inking a free trade deal by the end of the year appear to be fading. Rem Cordewig, an analyst in The Hague, wrote on Twitter, quote, this is all about running down the clock and managing the blame game. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
This is NPR. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says his forces have captured and arrested a U.S. spy who he says was spying on the country's largest oil refinery complex. Maduro says the man had specialized weapons and a large sum of cash and is being interrogated. Disney executives are being questioned over their live-action remake of the war epic Mulan. It was partly filmed in China's Xinjiang region, where, as NPR's Jen Newman reports, China is accused of rounding up minority Uyghur Muslims.
The U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China, which monitors human rights and the rule of law in China, has sent a letter to the Walt Disney Company inquiring about the filming of Mulan. Disney has been criticized for filming part of its live-action reboot in the region of China where the government has been accused of human rights abuses against Uyghurs and other prominently Muslim minorities. The final credits in the film, recently released on the video streaming service Disney Plus, thanks propaganda departments in the region. Muslim minorities there have been held in internment camps, described by former detainees as prison-like facilities, as part of a government assimilation campaign. China denies this, calling them educational institutions. Jen Newman, NPR News.
A tropical depression is just off the coast of South Florida, and forecasters say it's likely to move into the Gulf of Mexico and strengthen into a tropical storm by tonight and to a hurricane early next week. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.